Blog Talk Radio.
It is not just for the young. I love saying that over and over and over again. You know, that reminds me that the Lord is going to give us life, and you know what he said, he give it to us more abundantly. So I just love that song. It just speaks to my spirit. Thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to interact with all of us on Blog Talk Radio. And how do you do that? If you are listening by Internet, you have the option of calling in. And if you choose to call in, the telephone number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Now, when you call in, make sure that you hit the number 1. Your number will show up on our prompt. And normally, I don't open them. Sometimes I do. But if you are talking, if you want to communicate and you feel that you're not being heard, it's possibly that your mic has not been turned on, so you hit the number 1. And that will let someone here know that you have a question for the speaker or someone on the blog. Amen? This evening, we thank you once again. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to turn it over to our faithful woman of God, amen, who has a mighty word for us. A mighty, mighty, mighty word for us. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Amen. We give you all the honor and the praise. Father, we just know, Heavenly Father, that we cannot do anything without you. So we just choose to take out time, to carve out time in our lives just to say that we love you, Father, we honor you, and we just thank you for life and life more abundantly. Father, as we go through this blog this evening, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just be with the woman of God who's going to speak the word, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just guide her tongue, Heavenly Father, that you would give her mind clarity, Heavenly Father, and that we would all be on one accord, that your word would be lifted up. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I'd like to take a moment out to congratulate or say congratulations to Bishop Palmer out of D.C., who is celebrating his 43rd anniversary. So we'd like to take a moment out to marriage is that is something you don't hear about 43 years. Amen. So that's a testimony within itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm just feeling good about the word. I'm feeling good today. it's just an exciting day. I'm excited. I'm going to move out of the way so that you can just take over as the Lord said so. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Awesome day today. We had a wonderful day today. Mm-hmm. Today in Atlanta, it was 83 degrees today. So awesome weather, warm weather. It was really great. So a blessed day today. And I'm glad that you had a blessed day on today, Elder. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go through the word quickly. We get into the word. Once again, like he said, this is an interact Bible study. So if you like to interject, I welcome you to interject, and we could talk back because I like people to talk back to me. So if you have something to say about what I said, just interject. Amen. Amen. So I'm not going to be before you long. But if you have your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to the book of Joshua 1, and I'm going to read verses from 1 to 8. Amen?
Yeah.
You do love your Bibles, right? Amen? Amen. And so we are going to read 1 through 8, and this is a Bible study. Amen. So here we go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, by the way, I'm speaking out of the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, into the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people shall you shall divide as inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. In the last verse, the book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. And so my topic basically tonight is don't lose hope in the promise that God has given you. Amen. You'll understand it after a while when I get into the text. Once again, do not lose hope in the promise that God has given you. And I say tonight, wherever God has promised you and has spoken into your life, I say tonight, don't give up. Hold on to what God has called you to do. Amen. Hold on to what God has promised you to do. Amen. And so tonight, we're going to talk about Joshua. We're going to talk about his life and his leadership position. We're also going to talk about two points I want to talk about tonight is being faithful and God's promise to us. Amen. I'm usually a preacher that likes to go through the scriptures, so you just bear with me as I go through the scriptures and begin to dissect the scriptures. Amen. And once again, if you have anything to say, come on and join me in this conversation. Amen. Because we're just having a conversation tonight. Amen. There's nobody bigger than nobody. We all in it together. Amen. And what you say to me does count, and it matters to me. Amen. So don't feel that way when you call in or when you speak a word. Amen. Don't feel that way. Amen. And so tonight, we find here in the book of Joshua, Joshua was the son of Nun, was the son of Nun. He was also a helper of Moses. I was studying a little bit more deep, and I found out that Joshua was the one who led the army against the Amalekites. Amen. He also went with Moses up to the Sinai Mountain, where God gave the Israelites instructions about the ark. And you can find it in the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter, verses 13 to 15. Amen. And you leave your time, read that. Amen. We also see that Joshua has been with God. So if he was up there with Moses and God is talking to Moses, Joshua was right there. Amen. He was hearing what God was saying. Amen. Joshua was also the successor of Moses. And he was the person to lead the people into their promised land, amen, to Jordan, amen. I also find out in my study that him and Caleb was the only one who believed God and trust God that he was doing the right thing. If you know the story how the children of Israel walked around the desert for 40 years, it was supposed to be a short run, right? But it ended up 40 years circling around the desert. And you can find that in the book of Joshua, the 5th chapter, also in the 6th verse, and it also says that the men died who were old enough to fight because they were disobedient. The older men had died that didn't have the strength, as the Bible said, and they died. Why? Because it was disobedient to the voice of God. And I want to stop here and say, you know, it's important to listen to the voice of God. It's important to obey what God has to say for your life. Because if you don't listen and obey the voice of God, then your life will be messed up. Simple as that. Amen? We don't follow the instruction of God. Destruction comes to your life. Amen. So it's important to hear the voice of God. Amen. And we also find here now that Joshua is leading the people into what God has called the promised land, which is over to Jordan. Amen. And the Bible says in the second verse, he tells Joshua, listen, get your people ready because we're about to cross over to Jordan. Amen. The land which I'm giving to you and the children of Israel. And when I looked at that scripture as well, when I looked at it, it says, get ready. Arise. Arise means to get ready. Arise means to me to receive. And when I looked at this particular scripture, I realized that when God is getting ready to take you to another level, you got to be able to receive it. Amen. Mm. And be ready to receive what God has for you. See, them back in that day, they were in a mess. And God was about to take them to another level. And see, you got to be ready to receive the things that God's had for you, because if you don't, you'll be thinking of the old. You have your old ways. Amen. And God is looking for, and God is looking to take you to another level in Him. So you have to be ready in your mind. Amen. You got to have a mindset ready for what God has for you. Amen. Any questions?
No.
As I move forward.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had odds out kind of late, and I figured you came out of Joshua 1.
Yes.
Did you go to another scripture?
No, I'm going through verses 1 through 8. And
okay.
I'm just talking about verse 2 now, how God caused Joshua to tell his people, let's get ready because we're about to go over to Jordan.
Yes, I'm with
okay,
you.
Okay, and go to and ready to get them to get to the promised land. And so I was telling everyone that you have to be ready. They had to be ready. And Joshua was getting them ready to receive what God has, because on that promised land, there was some milk and honey. Things would be much better than where they were. Amen. And so it's important
Amen.
That you have to have a mindset and be ready to receive what God has for you. See, because you can't bring junk on where God is taking you.
That's good.
You got to leave that mess there because you're about to go into a new place. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you're going into a new relationship with somebody. Somebody hurt you back then, you can't bring that baggage to the new.
Amen.
First of all, it's not fair to the person that you're about to go in relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you have to, before you even can move into another level with God, you got to get your mind right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it right. Amen.
Yeah.
Get your thoughts right. Be in position to receive what God has for you. Amen. You can't bring that doubt with you. You can't bring that fear with you.
Mm.
But know that God got your back. Amen. Any questions as I move forward? Amen. And see, we see as well, Joshua was a man of faith. Amen. And he knew the value of faith. And this is my first point here. When I looked at the word value of faith, that holds a lot of value, because faith can cause you to be healed. Your faith can
mm-hmm.
cause you to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith can cause you to get out of whatever situation that you're in. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When you begin to study God's word and hear his word, hallelujah, when you begin to hear his word, you can follow his word. Amen. And faith comes by hearing his word. Amen. Any questions as I move forward? Amen. So it's important to have faith and believe God. Truly believe God. Because we are in a season, I always tell prophetess, and she always tell me as well, we're in a season of trusting God. We have to trust God no matter what. We have to believe God no matter what. No matter what it looks like, you've got to trust God. because your money can't do it. Amen. Your degree can't do it.
Amen.
Your job can't do it. It's God. We have to trust God. We have to have that faith. We have to exercise our faith. Amen. Any questions?
I just wanted to interject a comment when you were talking about in terms of how we cannot bring anything to God. I thought about in terms of when he was talking about crossing over, crossing across Jordan, you know, to river to possess the land. I was just thinking about in terms of like you were saying that I was relating it to our lives. That's basically what she was telling me, our lives. When we're going to cross over, we've got to cross over from that old self to the new. And we can't, we can't bring the old with us. We cannot bring the
old things with us
when we're going into the new. That old man, as they say, and transforming over to the new. So I was kind of thinking along those directions of crossing over.
That's right.
The new change.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot bring that over. Because God is about to put us in something new. God is about to take us into something new. Amen.
Amen.
And so as we looked at this as value of faith, I also believe as a leader, you must walk in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You must believe in what God has to say to you for the people that you're leading.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that you're leading, there's a lot of doubters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of unbelievers that pastors are leading. And so as the leader, as a pastor, as apostle, as whoever is in leadership there, you have to walk in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to emulate that. So they could see you walking in faith, and they develop that faith. Amen.
Amen.
You also have people out there saying, you know, if God has spoken something to you, to the people, and you have people say, well, you know, I don't believe that. But you got to believe that God said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep on allowing those people saying it in your ear, and if you don't have that strong faith, you can lose hope in the promise that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important that you surround yourself with people that are faith believers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I find myself that I have to surround myself with faith believers. Because if you don't, you're going to lose hope. You're going to lose what all that God has told you. So it's important to surround yourself with people that are faith believers. Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
And also, as leaders, it is very, very important that, yes, we have faith, but we need to be doers of the word.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just speaking faith and we're not being a doer, then we're displaying a wrong picture to that person who needs to see the word in action. So it's very, very important. So many, unfortunately, so many leaders today are not walking in the word, and they're not displaying what God has said to us. And like Jesus said, you will know if you can't believe the works that I do. If you're not doing anything but running off at the mouth, then you are not doing what Christ has instructed you to do. We have to be more doing of the word of God, displaying his faith, displaying his promises, and showing others what God is all about. I just wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Go ahead.
No, I like the subject too. Don't lose hope. And in my little journal that I read every day, my daily word, one of the statements it says this: hopelessness is a heavy weight that burdens your soul, but with God, there is hope, even in the impossible, even in the impossible. So if we keep hope, that faith, that if we keep feeding that, you know, nurturing it, it grows and it grows. It grows so far that even what looks impossible will be possible. I just wanted to say that.
Amen.
That's right. And as, you know, Joshua being having the value of faith, I'm reminding you, these people, the Israelites, they was disobedient. They didn't trust
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was surrounded mm-hmm. with people that were like that.
Mm-hmm.
But his faith in God helped him to overcome.
Yeah, it was stronger than what they were saying. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, and he had a job to do. The whole moral is that he had a job to do. God
mm-hmm.
chose Joshua to be the leader because he knew. He knew
mm-hmm.
how faithful he could be. He knew that Joshua can be the successor of Moses,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that he was the strong leader. Amen. It takes
Amen.
A strong leader to lead people
mm-hmm.
that are not believers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So for all you leaders that are looking to be a leader, be a strong leader. Be faithful
mm-hmm.
in what God has called you to do. Because that could be one of the promises God has called you, to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong in that and be faithful in that and know that God has called you to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
And so we go to, moving because of time, we're going to the second point, which was, my point was promise. And we could find that in the verses 3 to 5. I'm not going to read them because I just read them, but I want to look at the verse 5 that really stuck out to me. It says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." And when I looked at that, that let me know that was a promise as well.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, nobody can defeat you or oppose the promise that's given to you. That's what God is saying there. No one will defeat you. And mm-hmm. the good part is he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the promise that God will keep with you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, God is always there. You're never alone.
Amen.
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 You're never alone. He also says in the third verse, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given it to you as I said to Moses." That's a promise. Wherever your sole of your foot treads upon, that's yours. That's your territory.
Wow.
Amen. Wherever God
mm-hmm.
plants you, that's yours. Nobody could take that away because that belongs to you. Amen. Any questions?
That's good.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
No matter what, God got you. You can't lose hope in this season. Amen. You can't lose hope in what God has given unto you. The enemy will try whatever he needs to do to cause you to lose hope. Don't give up. Hold on to what God has called you to do. Because
mm-hmm.
the enemy desires to swift that anyway. He desires to take that promise that God has spoken to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know you have to fight. Amen. I always tell people you got to fight through this because the enemy is fighting you on his hand. So you got to fight. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's always a battle with him and you because he don't want you to win. But know that you are a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you can accomplish whatever God has called you to do. Amen.
And,
so
and
that's the promise.
Mm-hmm. And we fight with the word of God. We fight with perseverance. That's how we get them. And we fight with praise on our lips.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what we're going through, we're still walking it out like the leopards did. You know, when Jesus came to he healed the 10 and only one. But as they went, they persevered. As they went, the word of promise already was spoken, and they kept going. And that's for us too. No matter what it looks like, we have to keep going. We have to persevere.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we fight the enemy. With praise on our lips, no matter, even though hell is broke loose, we're still going to believe God, believe his promise that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and wherever your foot treads is yours. So keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Amen. And I knew that the children of Israel, you know, they went through a lot.
Yeah, they did.
I can imagine what they was going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things were happening. They was not trusting God. So I knew a lot of things was happening because they was being disobedient. Like I stated before, by being disobedient, you know, your life is messed up basically. And so when they was being disobedient, not listening, not even listening to Moses at that time when Moses was there, they went through a whole lot. Not trusting. And just like us, when we see things ain't working out, here we go complaining and murmuring.
Amen.
And, God, why'd you leave me here? And why are you doing this to me? Because we don't see him. We're not tracing him. So we begin to complain and say all kinds of things about God. But God is doing it for us. And so this is what they were doing. But thanks be to God that God had raised somebody else, Joshua, a good leader, a faithful leader. He knew that he could do this job. And he was letting Joshua to know that I got your back as well. That's what it was saying in the fifth verse as well, that I will never leave you nor forsake you, Joshua.
Amen.
I put you in position. I put you in this. I gave you this promise. I got you.
Amen.
Move forward. Amen. And be faithful to what and be faithful to what I have told you. Be faithful in the promise. Be faithful about what we're about to go into. Amen. Because you have haters. Some of you got haters out there. Some of you got naysayers. But you got to trust God and believe God for the promise that God has given you. Amen. It's a fight, but you got to do it. Amen. As always, we move forward in the scripture. It says in the sixth verse, it says, be strong and be of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. He's about to give them their possession. He's about to give you what he said he was going to give. And be encouraged with it. Work it. Amen. Work what God has given you. Amen. That's what he was telling them in the scripture here. Amen. And so we move on to the eighth verse. And it says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. And when I look at this particular scripture, it lets me know that we got to continue to rehearse these scriptures. He said, do not allow it to depart from your mouth.
That's good. That's good.
Do not let it depart from your mouth. Don't let the enemy steal the word of God out of your mouth. Don't let it steal with time. Because we always use, well, I got to work. I got to do this. Don't allow the enemy to steal that time. Get into God's word. And he says to meditate day and night. You got to stay in this word. Amen. Sometimes you got to cut that TV off. Cut the phone off.
Amen.
Get off of social media.
Amen.
And get in his word. Because we're in a season now, y'all, that we need God's word.
Amen. Amen.
As you see, they talking about that the bathroom situation, the transgender bathroom they try to put in the schools. It's time to pray. It's time to get in God's word. Amen. We living in this time that things are just going haywire. And it's important that we meditate on God's word and observe. It says observe to do according to all that is written in it. We got to speak this word.
Amen.
You know, I believe that God didn't put these words just to be putting it in the Bible. There's some meaning to it. There's some worth to it. Amen. It's not just for us just to sit through it. It's to do it. We have to observe it. Amen. Any questions? Let's move forward.
Amen.
Amen. And be obedient to God's word. Because the Bible says if you're obedient to God's word, you will be prosperous and have great success. And I'm a living witness to that because when the enemy comes like a flood, and when you in your spiritual warfare, and when you meditate on this word and you keep this word in your heart and you not allow this word to depart from your mouth, you can use those words against the enemy.
That's
like
good.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's good.
I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
That's good.
That's because I meditate on God's word. I take time out to read his word. And if you do that, you can be successful in your spiritual warfare. Amen. You won't have to feel defeated. You won't lose hope in the promise that God is giving you if you meditate on his word. If you
That's
keep it
good.
To your heart. Amen. You won't lose that hope. Any questions?
And that's good. And we keep it in our hearts, that word. And when we speak that word out, even when we're down and we're saying, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, I shall live and not die, those words, which is life, will start generating us again, reviving us again, because we're speaking it out, and it's coming back to revive us and bring us and lift us up. And this is wonderful. So when we meditate on the word and we speak that word out of our mouth, the enemy has nothing to do but to back up, because we're speaking power. We're speaking his word. Who is the word? God is the word. He is the word. So the enemy has to back up, and his word has to lift us. Because sometimes when I'm down and out, and like prophetess would be even saying, when I'm down and out and I'm speaking that word, I feel the uplift. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants to uplift us. And before you know it, that melancholy type of feeling is gone, because the word is alive. It's powerful. You know, I thank God for the word.
Right. Wisdom, he knew we needed the word. All through scriptures is scripture after scripture telling us to be of good courage, telling us to stay strong, telling us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But he knew we needed to hear that. We needed to hear that. We needed to believe that. We needed to stand on that and
say it. Yeah,
and bring it back out. Take it into our hearts so that we could bring it back out, because this flesh is constantly at war with us. And so we needed his word. And I just thank God for his word, because so many times, like you said, sis, his word is what brings you out of that dump. His word is what takes you out of that valley and takes you up on high. And if it wasn't for his word, we would be lost. We would be truly lost. So, and he knew that needed his word. Isn't that awesome?
He knew
that we needed. And that's why,
it's awesome.
Pastor said, The words weren't put there just to be put there. They were put there for us, and they were put there for us to stand on, meditate on, stand on over and over and over again. And we will never fail. We will never
fail.
Right. God is good. He's
Amen.
And so it's important that we, and we also obey his word. Because if you obey his word, good success, you will prosper in this Christian life. You will prosper. But we got to follow the plan. We got to follow the blueprint that God has laid in these scriptures, in these Bible, in these books. We have to follow the blueprint. The blueprint. And we follow that, you will be success. Amen. And so it's important. It's important. Amen. And so tonight I said, because I'm at the end, because it says don't lose hope in the promise that God has given you. You know, you hold on to what God has given unto you. Don't let the enemy twist it away. Don't let them to take it away from you. Amen. And you be encouraged. Be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And allow him to take you to where he wants to take you. We can't be fearful. And I feel, too, that the Israelites, they were fearful as well. Because this is all that they knew over there.
Right.
They knew this roughness. That's all they knew. So they were fearful as well. As I was reading, you know, studying a little bit more, they were fearful to move. And so you can't be fearful when God is taking you to another level. He knows us. He knows the beginning and end. So why not follow the direction of him? Follow the leader, which is God. Follow him. Because he already knows. So we've got to stop being scary and fearful. And move in the promise that God has given us. Because he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
He got your back. Amen. So, any questions?
Fear and faith can't stand in the same place.
Amen.
If you got fear, you lack faith.
Amen.
So,
amen.
When you find yourself being fearful, then that's where you go back. Start meditating and bringing that word up, and that word will sustain you. But but you can't have fear and faith at the same time. You're either going to believe and have faith, or you're going to be afraid and have fear, and it's not going to be in the same spot.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I like this. This was good. Don't lose hope.
Yeah.
In the promise. Wow.
Don't lose hope.
Meaning that even though the trials and the tribulation comes up, don't lose no hope, because the promise that God gives you, he's faithful to perform it.
That's
for
right.
it to come to pass. It's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a good word.
Right.
Don't lose hope.
Don't lose the hope, because the promise God is giving you, that's right. Amen.
Pastor, you made a comment that kind of resonates in terms of what we should do, and you use the word rehearse. When I think about someone who is rehearsing, they're practicing something to get better. They're practicing something until it gets better, until it becomes natural. And you use the word rehearse, speaking the word, rehearsing, speaking the word until it becomes natural. And once it becomes natural, it automatically comes out of our mouth. It automatically becomes a part of us. It has to get within in order to be be able to get out. It has to come from within. And I think about when it comes from within, each and every one of us are powerful in the word, greater in me than the man that he that is in the world. You know what I'm saying? So we have the Holy Spirit there. So it's a matter of rehearsing, getting in touch with the Holy Spirit that's within, and it becomes a part of us. And then we're ready for that. And as you said, how do you use it? you know, to get ready for that next level, as you said.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
I like it. I like that. I like that.
Mhm.
Yeah. Amen. And then that verse as well, you got to always hear preachers always say, you got to eat this word too. You got to eat it.
Amen.
You know, eat it daily. It's like you eat your food daily. You got to eat food. Eat the spiritual food daily.
Amen. Amen.
If you eat it daily, you'll be successful.
Yeah.
That's why you got to take that time out. You know, take that time out to get into his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, it's time out for mess. It's time out for that.
Amen.
It's time to get into the word. Because we're living in the trial, evil days. That you're going to need this word to back you up.
That's right.
And people just thinking it like, okay, whatever. No.
Yeah.
It's not whatever.
Right.
You got to get
That's
in
right.
that word.
That's right. That's right. That's true.
And I'm like, wow. No. It's time to get in this word. God is not playing. Because I look now, God is taking people home. You know, he say it's like reverse. He's taking the young people. Young people are dying. I remember back in the day, in my day, you know, I would go to people that were older that were dying. We're losing our young people. Things are happening. Things are shifting. Amen. And our young people think, well, I got, no, you don't. You need to get in the word. Because that's what's going to save.
You know what, Pastor Cook, not only is it just the young, but it's becoming old also. See, even though that you're in Atlanta, you know, and I'm in here, Ohio, I talk to others who are in different states, and even pastors. Listen, let me tell you something. Even pastors, people, leaders within the church are going on home. They're going on home. If not keep the young, and lately here, it has been a lot of leaders that has gone on home. So when you say you're gone, you know, you're right on it. You're right on it. And it's one thing when it happens only in our city, our state. But when you talk to others, as we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking to people from different states. From different states, and the same thing is going on. So that becomes an eye-opener. It's about about time to be about his business. And you're right.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to stop playing and get in the word, eat it. Let it be, listen, let it become food, and we become filled up on it. You're right on time.
That's right.
Right on time.
That's right. Amen. So.
And I like that key about being obedient, because the word of God says obedience is even better than the sacrifice we can give God. He wants us to be obedient, and with obedience comes faithfulness. So we thank God for this word. You know, this word is powerful tonight. You know, not only not losing hope in the promise that God gives us, but in the obedience, to be obedient to what he says. If he says turn to the right, we're to turn to the right, because he's so mindful and so loving with us that he's not going to harm us. So he knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the plans and the thoughts that he has of us, and it's all good. So in that, we, like you said, Pastor, we have to trust him. And believe that what he said will not go back void.
Amen.
Because he's already spoken it into our lives and over our lives.
Amen.
Thank God for this word. It's powerful. It encouraged me even the more.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So time to don't lose hope. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor. I thought you had finished, and I was just basically going to get the closing remarks.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. I was done.
Mm-hmm. For all of those of you that tuned in tonight, we pray that you you was fed with the word, and that's really what it's all about. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. And, you know, we take out time. There's other things that we can be doing. Trust me, there's other things that we can be doing. But we take out time. We carve out time in our lives so that we can come together just to talk and share the word of God. And we do that, you know, not for us, but we do it for each other. Each other means mm-hmm. all of you and more. And more. So when I think about it, what we're doing, we're all friends. Jesus came here, he made friends, and we're just parables of Jesus. And you are our friends. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are listening, you are our friends. And we come mm-hmm. together to encourage our friends to let you know that there is a better way if you don't know Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we come just to lift up the name of Jesus. However it happens, we come together. It's like sitting around the table. All we're sitting around the table, each and every one of us, uh-huh. and we're just having a discussion about Jesus Christ. Amen. The love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. For those of you that tuned in, I have a couple of other numbers that came in. We came out just so you can check on it. We came out of Joshua 1:1. Joshua 1:1-8. Amen. So that's what the discussion was on tonight. Amen. If you'd like to archive, you can always go and archive anything that we have. We've talked about any discussion, anything that has been going. You can archive and go to Blog Talk Radio. And then type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can archive anything that we've done within the last 3 years. Amen. And we pray that that you would be blessed on whatever it is that you pull up. I'd also like to let you know that sometimes we've come on, we've had difficulty electronically. We've had electronical difficulties. So if you pull up something and it's not and we didn't catch it and it's not playing right or whatever, just, you know, go to another one. That could have been one that we missed. But we have had our trials. But we thank God that God has said that his word will not go back forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This week we have Pastor Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she is here every second month, every second Wednesday of the month, faithfully. A faithful woman of God. And we thank her for coming on and taking time out to bless you and bless me. Amen.
Amen.
If you would like to have prayer, if you would like to have prayer and bless us, and then we're going to close on out before the radio shuts down.
Okay. Amen. And so, once again, our topic tonight is don't lose hope in the promise that God has given you. Amen. We'll reiterate, hold on to what God has given you and spoken into your life. Don't let the enemy swift it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because it's purpose. Your promise have a purpose.
Amen.
And your promise is a blessing to someone else.
Amen.
Amen. When God gives you that promise, it's not just for you. It's for others to
That's
be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the enemy steal that from you. Amen. Hold on to it. Amen. And believe God for whatever that he's spoken into your life. Amen.
Yes.
And so tonight, I thank you, Lord, for this word that went forth on today, God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that it was a life-changing word, God, that it blessed someone's heart in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we ask, God, that whoever heard this word to apply it to their lives on today, God, allow it to be a life-changing word for them, Lord, in the
yeah.
name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, God, hallelujah,
thank
for
you,
being
Jesus.
God all by yourself, and that mm-hmm. we're going to trust you even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the ones that faith is low tonight, God, I ask that you lift up their faith, God, increase their faith even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Any discouragement, God, we ask, God, that you lift discouragement up in your people
yeah.
on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you today, God, We ask, God, that you begin to bless this radio, Block Talk Radio,
yes,
God.
God.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this platform, God. We
yes,
thank you for this
God.
Door, God. Hallelujah, that it can reach everyone, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Even on the internet, God, that someone hears this word. And we thank you, God, for it today. And we ask that
thank
you touch Elder Clay tonight, God, and Dr. Suzanne tonight, God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. Strengthen them in every area of their lives for today, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them, for you open the door that they can have this platform for me and others to dissect your word and have dialogue with other people from other places, Lord God. So we thank you for them, Lord,
thank
that
you.
They were obedient to your word, God, and they were
yes.
obedient to your assignment that you've
yes.
given unto them, God. So we thank you, God. I lift them unto you today,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus. And
yes.
we bless your name tonight, God. And every
hallelujah.
Listener that's on tonight, God, oh, God, bless them coming and they're going, God.
Yes.
Whatever that they're in need of today, God, I ask, God, that you heal, God, and
hallelujah.
You deliver them tonight, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, have your way in their lives today, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, meet every need in their life on today,
yes.
God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we give you glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
for every
bless
listener
you.
Tonight. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. And we give you
yes.
praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of
amen.
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 Thank
you, Lord.
We thank you for taking out once again. We pray that you continually be blessed, that anything that you touch, anything that you do, will just be blessed. And you will continue to be a blessing to all those that you come in contact with physically. We do appreciate
you.
Bless
yeah.
you. Next week, Pastor Mixon from out of New York, and we'll be looking forward to hearing her. That's next week. So you can tune in next week at 7 o'clock, and we'll be right
yeah.
back. Yes. Every day.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you.
Alone again in a crowded room, cornered by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. Though all I have is lost, it seems, from the shadow of a dream that used to be. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is cultivating of a life that's still worthwhile. I can reach out. Face the dawn.